You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Let's go to Christy and Bluebell. What's up, Christy?
Hi there, everybody. How are you?
Great, Christy.
Good. Hey, so where does the Bob and Rob thing come from? How did that just pop in?
It's the same name.
It came out of, literally out of nowhere.
Don't you think it's crazy?
It came from John Ritchie's brain, which you never know what's going to come next.
Robert Thompson.
Never know what's coming out.
Robert, but he could be Rob. He could be Bob. He could be Robert. What are the other names? I don't know.
Bobby. Yeah.
There's lots.
A few
and they all have so many different connotations.
Oh, boy.
I just never thought about that. His name is Bob Thompson.
Yep.
Technically, I guess it is.
It really is. His name is Bob Thompson.
But John.
But that's not.
But where do we go from here?
I don't know.
Like, with the conversation.
I just can't.
Like, what I'm asking you. Just,
that's the best response.
I guess it's just, it's so
mysterious.
I'm going to
use that with Richie. So where do we go from here?
Yeah.
You made your point.
It doesn't really take us anywhere.
No.
Let's go to Cassie. How's that?
Let's
Sounds
do
good,
it.
Christy.
Please.
Nice transition.
I'm begging.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
but
what do you think
I'm
of Cassie?
I'm going to the game tomorrow night. I'm going to be there with one of my daughters, and I have some signs made up.
Oh, boy.
What do they say? Oh, wait. Do you want to keep it a secret?
What's that?
Do you want to keep what your signs say a secret?
Oh, yeah, I have to.
Okay. But these are going to be good signs.
Wait,
that we should look for.
Are they signs for Cassie or for multiple players?
They are signs for Cassie, yes.
Are they nice or are they mean?
Yeah. I know. I feel bad for him that streak ended, and I just feel like there's different ways that it could have been handled.
Really?
So you
object to Rob Thompson's dealing with, sounds like you're definitely
a
Cassie fan.
I think that I'm proud of Rob Thompson, if that doesn't sound condescending, that he's started sticking up for himself a bit this year. It sounds like he's, you know.
But then why did he retreat?
I feel like, yeah, I know. It's like, he's like, oh, I'm going to punish you, but then, oh, but you can have a piece of candy.
Yeah.
I don't know.
It felt weak.
I don't know. But, yeah, I'm going to be there tomorrow night, and I'm excited to go see the Mets. Last time I saw the Mets was in Red October last year, the only game that we won.
That was a great game to be at, Christy. That was an exciting one.
Well, it wasn't until it was.
Yeah, it
like,
was
I
bad
remember
for a while.
Sitting through that game being like, this is the worst. It's just like torturous and when it's the postseason.
My nails were gone. It was a nail biter.
And Harper hit that home run and kind of turned everything around.
Oh, yeah. We were sitting right next to Mets fans.
Yeah.
And we had the best time because we were ribbing each other back and forth the whole game. And that last run, like, we turned around, they were gone.
That's always the best.
There you go, Christy. Do you got a solution for John's jeans as well?
I do. So
please.
What you do is you want to take your jeans and get, like, some kind of a bucket or something and do a mixture of vinegar and water, and you want to soak them in the vinegar and water for a couple of hours.
Okay.
Like, white distilled vinegar.
We're hearing that.
Only, will it improve, like it'll help keep the color of the jeans good for years. But
good.
It should help take the smell out of it.
Okay, good. So, so all right, soak it for a couple hours in the vinegar solution. That's
key.
Yeah,
just let them soak in the bucket for a couple hours, and it should help take that stink out of them. But if you want a quick solution, have somebody run and grab you some Vicks VapoRub and just put like a little dot under your nose and you won't smell it anymore.
Well, that's a good point.
What do you got for what's iconic, Christy?
I think Merrill Reese with the Philadelphia Eagles is iconic. The man has been there almost 50 years. And look, we're doing this for tickets for the Eagles concert. I sat next to him the other night at a function, him and his wife, and they are the nicest people you'll ever meet in your life.
That's a good answer, Christy.
Appreciate
the
call. They are the nicest people ever. I love that answer.
Great answer. Great answer from Christy. Merrill Reese, who, again, as we mentioned earlier and as she mentioned there, will be the host of this event with the Philadelphia Orchestra.
That's fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. 215-592-9494. Do you have something, Devin?
Sorry, I was just going to say, the Phillies just sent out a travel advisory. I totally forgot that the club, FIFA club, it's not the World Cup, but the club World Cup starts, it's here in Philadelphia tonight, along with the Phillies game.
Oh, wow.
So if you're driving down there, be aware.
Yeah, traffic.
I will be. Yeah, I might need to leave myself some extra time. That's
traffic's going to be nasty this weekend.
Yeah,
with
I don't even know who's playing. I don't understand the Club World Cup. I don't know about you guys. I don't really pay attention to soccer, so I'm very confused by the whole thing.
Yeah, I don't know what the Club World Cup is either.
I know it's not countries, but I don't know like how you qualify as a club.
Did you guys watch Welcome to Wrexham at all?
Yes,
have you been into that?
I have not watched it. I've heard of it.
Well, you got to check it out. And do you know Rob McElhaney? Do you know?
Do I know who he is?
Well, yeah.
Yes.
You know him,
yes.
But
we know who he is.
Do you know
yes.
anyone who knows him? Because it sounds like
no.
people know people who know him because he's a Philadelphia guy.
Right.
And like whenever I bring him up to cameras, like, he's a prep guy. Yeah, we all know him.
Is he a prep guy?
I don't know. Everyone says.
Is he friends with Joe?
Rob, I don't
know. There's no way.
Joe acts
Rob is so
like,
much cooler than Joe.
Joe, oh, no doubt.
I'm surprised Joe even knows who he is. Is Joe confusing him with someone else?
I don't know. See, that's the thing, too. Like, he seems so, unfazed by when I ask him about McElhaney. He just says, yeah, he went to the prep and
he is
I
a prep
know
guy.
Him and like, my yeah, friends
well,
know
I
him.
I hate that.
Yeah,
no, like, I don't hate that he's a prep guy. I hate that Joe is right.
Joe acts like his friends are friends with Rob McElhaney.
Well, would he and Joe like, be in the same like age demographic where they'd be in the same
close.
School at the same time?
Probably close. I
Rob
I
is
maybe
48 years old.
Yeah, so he's like a couple years ahead of Joe. They would have been in school together at the
that?
Same
but the
time.
The thing is, Joe went to like 10 different high schools.
Yeah.
So and he claims,
but he went
the
to
prep.
The prep though. But
probably because that's he just feels like that's the coolest one to claim.
Who do you guys think Joe considers to be more of a like, impressive alumni, Mac or Joe?
Joe, 100%.
Is that a question?
No, that was a dumb question. I'm sorry. This segment,
but no, Rob McElhaney, he's awesome.
Yeah,
and I would love to. Talk to him, get to, talk to him on our show at some point. But now that I've learned more about the soccer and the way it's run over there by watching Welcome to Wrexham, like, I don't know how that factors into this either. You know, like, you've got the clubs, then you...
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
You've got the nations, then you've got, you know, so like you've got the teams that are separate from the countries, and I don't know, and then you've got all those different levels of those club teams.
Right.
How does that factor in?
Yeah, I don't know.
To the Club World Cup, it's like just team. It's professional teams and professional leagues. It would be
but
like
you have to qualify, right?
You have to qualify, but so like there's teams from the MLS playing teams from the Premier League, playing teams in like various countries.
But like
countries.
That's what doesn't make sense, because the MLS is leagues below the Premier League.
Way below.
Yeah. So how would Wrexham? Like,
Wrexham is not in it, probably,
because
they're not in the Premier League. They have improved a lot since Rob
bought
the
team. But now that they're working their way up, was there a way that they could have tried out to get into this tournament that's now being held here?
I don't know.
I think in theory, anyway.
Yeah.
But, like, LAFC was in this against, like, Chelsea. Yeah. I know, because I pulled up playing Chelsea at the link today.
I think that's cool. Like, but I don't know how in the world that works. Like, I know that that's a huge team playing, you know,
I'm not familiar enough with the Club World Cup.
I wish I knew more.
This segment sponsored by Family and Company Jewelers, South Jersey's Diamond Destination. And I did want to follow up, because Crispy had mentioned the Rob Thompson thing. And I know you guys were talking about it yesterday. I heard a little bit of your conversation. Bob Thompson,
I can't even do it. It's a different person. It doesn't even apply.
I know that you guys had discussed it in terms of Rob or Bob, maybe retreating, as you put it, John. I don't think that's what happened, though. Like, I get that he made a different decision on Wednesday than did on Monday.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, like, I don't think it's a hard and fast rule that it's got to be done because he did it once, he's got to do it every time. I think it's managing personalities. And I think,
possibly, you know,
in this day and age in sports, we talked about it a little bit earlier, but with players and their mindsets and the way you maybe do need to massage their egos a little bit, I think Rob Thompson handled this really well, where he takes him out of the game. Who knows what Nick Castellanos said on Monday night.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, I think he was right to bench him Tuesday, because obviously what he said must have been pretty bad.
Yeah.
So I was supportive of him benching him Tuesday, whatever, the streak,
I was supportive,
who cares.
Also.
But I think the way he's handled this has been, honestly, a really smart way of handling it.
Well, without knowing the details behind the scenes, it does feel like the retreat was purposeful, and I don't know exactly why, but the fact that the team is winning, that helps things, and I don't know if that demonstrates that things are being handled well, but I know that it's possible if it were handled poorly, things would look differently on the diamond. I know that Rob understands the buttons to push for his guys a lot better than I do.
Mm-hmm.
And I would have been more comfortable with Rob holding a hard line and, you know, staying a little more old school with it, which is what I would have been accustomed to as a player when things were different. I think things just really are different now.
Do you think the players respect Rob Thompson?
I do.
I do, too.
I hope they do.
I do. I don't think
it's the same type of respect that it used to be for Andy Reid.
Well, it's totally. Baseball is a different sport than football, and I think that that's the mindset a lot of people have with Rob Thompson, where, like, I hear a lot of, you know, he's soft, he's not a good leader. I don't think Rob Thompson is soft at all. I think he's mild, like, just in the manner in which he delivers, like, his words and his messages to the team, but he's going to bench Castellanos if he says something inappropriate. And I think he does a lot more behind the scenes than what we give him credit for. And I do think the guys, definitely all of them, respect him and his decisions. And I think, like, we see when a decision is disrespected, look at what happened this week with Castellanos.
I agree. And another part of it, too, I don't think these are impulsive decisions. Like, I think when Rob Thompson's making, whether it's the decision to take him out of the game initially Monday night, the decision to bench him, I think there's like a deeper thinking to it and more of a rationale. Like long term, he thinks this is going to help the team. We'll see if it does or not. Mm-hmm. But
the situation pops up tonight. You think he pulls him?
I think it
depends on the
be game to game. Honestly,
yeah.
But like if it's the same stars aligning as Monday.
Doesn't he?
Because it basically was the same thing on Wednesdays and Monday. He was due up seven spots away, and the Marlins were coming up. Like, why, if you do it on Monday and you punish him on Tuesday?
Well, it's a three-run game as opposed to a one-run game.
It was a
three versus two. Okay, three versus two. But
if this similar situation presents itself,
if anything, he'd be more inclined to do it.
I think he has to.
I don't know. Maybe it was as simple as a wake-up call. Like, hey, we need you to play better defense. And if that's the case, maybe it worked on Wednesday.
I think like the Phillies have
that's a good point.
So they rely on analytics a lot more, I think, than we realize and fans realize. And I think it depends on whatever situation, whoever is, you know, coming up in the Mets order, what the score is, where they tend to hit the ball, who's pitching for the Phillies. So I think like all of that is factored in. And that's it. Like Rob Thompson knows all of this stuff. He has people in his ear. He's like looking into all of this stuff before and during games. So I really think it's going to be situational. I think it just depends on what's happening in the game tonight.
Well, Cassie's going to get his metrics packet so he can understand the defense.
Yeah, that is ridiculous.
By the way, I received a text. Joe does indeed think he is the more famous.
Is Joe listening to us?
He is. Oh. Yes, he's listening to us. I've received a couple of texts.
Joe, what do you think of my Beat the Beat win?
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.